Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Vicki.
Today's reading in Power for Today tells us that older people can still be a blessing.
Really? How is that?
Well, he says that for 15 years, a couple of kings and a queen of Judah, the southern part of Israel, worshipped heathen or pagan gods.
These gods were named Baal and Ashtaroth, the chief gods in the ancient country of Canaan.
Right. And God's people ignored his commands, which told them not to make any graven images or statues of things to worship.
What did the old man do to stop this?
One thing he did was to arrange a coup or takeover of the palace, the king's house, and then made Joash the new king.
I'm sure that was not easy.
You're right. But they worked together to restore proper worship to Jehovah, one of the Old Testament names for God.
Yes. And they also collected free will or voluntary offerings to help pay for the people who worked on the temple, the masons or bricklayers and carpenters.
They even replaced the temple furnishings or furniture.
The author calls the things which the old priest did a bright episode or great event in the history of Israel.
I think the point of today's reading is for us to know that one person, no matter how old, can make a great difference.
I agree with you. Let's give thanks for people like this in our time.
And have a good one.
You too.